This podcast is a part of the Neuhoff Media Podcast Network.
Traffic signals and sidewalk ramps have been completed, with the milling resurfacing and striping still to come. One traffic lane will be maintained in each direction. The project is expected to be completed by mid-June. More at our website, nowdecatur.com.
President Trump is just about arriving at court in New York City. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News, for what he calls a rigged trial, the first one in his four criminal cases. Firing off numerous Truth Social rants, writing Democrats are cheating in the 2024 election with bogus legal cases, forcing him to sit in court instead of campaign.
This morning, hundreds of Manhattanites have been called for jury selection.
Fox's Eric Shawn outside the courthouse.
Mr. Trump is charged with 34 counts of falsifying business records for hiding 130,000 in payments during the presidential race in 2016 for allegedly covering up his affair with porn star Stormy Daniels. He denies that.
Now, the former president's also still trying to get a New York appeals court to delay the trial, fighting a judge's gag order. The FBI has opened a criminal investigation in Baltimore into the collapse of a bridge taken down after a cargo ship smashed into it last month, killing six workers on the bridge. Two law enforcement officers are dead in New York after an attempted traffic stop last night led them to a gunfight at a house in Salina.
As a result of the exchange of gunfire, one SPD officer and one Onondaga County Sheriff's deputy were struck by gunfire, as well as the suspect.
Syracuse Police Chief Joe Cecil says all three were killed. Israel's war cabinet's meeting now, considering a response to Iran's weekend attack. Fox's Trey Yingston, Tel Aviv.
Now, I just got off of a briefing with a top Israeli Air Force official who gave more information about the coalition efforts to shoot down these hundreds of missiles and drones. They did have some advance notice, and that's part of the reason they were so successful in shooting down so many of these missiles and drones.
Now, President Biden's urged Israel to show restraint, saying the U.S. will not participate in any Israeli response. Americans shopped more last month. Retail sales rose better than expected, 0.7%, a little less than in February after a January sales decline. It's Marathon Day in Boston with a lot of security. 11 days after the deadly bombing, the first competitors in wheelchairs about to start the race right now. America's listening to Fox News.
Let's see. If something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into. And that is MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save many families up to $500 a month. And that is huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The member satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works, too. It's been around for 30 years. Members have shared more than $5 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, really, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now. You'll get a price within 2 minutes. So see what you can save. This is a very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. Call 877-64-BIBLE. That's 877-64-BIBLE. 877-64-BIBLE.
We mentioned the Boston Marathon bombing 11 years ago that left three people dead and hundreds injured near the finish line. In Britain, a 2017 terror attack at an Ariana Grande concert has led to a court case.
22 people died when suicide bomber Salman Abedi targeted music fans in Manchester, England 7 years ago. Now more than 250 survivors are suing MI5. The UK's intelligence agency was found last year to have missed a big opportunity to prevent the attack. In a rare public statement, the head of MI5 saying he was profoundly sorry. Abedi had been classed as a subject of interest to officers, but later deemed to be a low risk. Lawyers say they've submitted a claim to a specialist tribunal handling complaints against intelligence services. Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
It is sentencing day in New Mexico for Hannah Gutierrez-Reed, the armorer who was in charge of weapons on the set of the movie Rust, convicted over a deadly shooting during filming.
Gutierrez-Reed was found guilty of involuntary manslaughter in the fatal onset shooting of cinematographer Helena Hutchins. The fourth degree felony carries a maximum penalty of 18 months incarceration. The criminal case arose from the October 2021 onset incident in which Hutchins was killed and director Joel Souza wounded by a bullet that came from a gun Baldwin was holding during a walkthrough of a scene at Bonanza Creed Ranch south of Santa Fe. Jurors convicted her in March following a two-week trial. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
Now, Alec Baldwin faces his own trial, also charged with involuntary manslaughter in July. He claims he never pulled the trigger. On Wall Street, a rally's brewing. Dow futures are up almost 300 points, coming off the worst week of the year for the Dow, and it dropped more than 2%. It's tax deadline day to file a return or to file for an extension for most Americans. I'm Dave Anthony, and this is Fox News.
Are you ready to do some top-notch eating? The 4th Annual Food Truck Frenzy, presented by First Mid Bank and Trust, is back. Saturday, April 20th in Fairview Park. In addition to the Decatur Park District's roller skating return at the main pavilion, the park will be surrounded with 8 food trucks promising to make your mouth water. Allen's Grub Truck, Diggity Dogs, The Lemonade Factory, Kona Ice, Highway Heartburn, Bobby Lane's Barbecue, The Music Stop, and Taqueria La Perlita will have a little bit of everything you could wish for. Tacos, barbecue nachos, smash burgers, loaded unique hot dogs, tenderloins, artisan sandwiches, and so much more. It's the 4th Annual United Way Food Truck Frenzy, presented by First Mid Bank and Trust. Also sponsored by Air King, Forvis, Dunn Company, Land O'Lincoln Credit Union, Best One of Central Illinois, Huff Lumber and Home Specialties, Jesse Heating and Air, and Newhoff Media. Year 4 of the Food Truck Frenzy, Saturday, April 20th, event scheduled 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., with trucks invited to stay all afternoon.
Beautiful morning. What do the next 3 days look like?
Today's going to be nice and sunny with a high of 82. Tonight, we've got a chance of rain late, increasing clouds and a low of 61. For Tuesday, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy and windy with a high of 80. And Wednesday, scattered showers and thunderstorms, mostly sunny and a high near 72. Current temperature in downtown Decatur, 60 degrees. Your WSOY time is 8:06.
Good morning and welcome to the Monday edition of Byers & Company. We'll check out some of the things that happened over the weekend, including very successful Cars and Coffee. You can see pictures on our Facebook page right now, plus the TV shows you need to be watching and what's coming up, and how to win Cardinals tickets next.
Byers & Company, WSOY, 1340 AM, 103.3 FM, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Once again, the 121 on the way to and back from Mount Zion, construction resumes today and all the way through June, mid-June, I believe. So make sure you take a little bit of extra time if you got to be to work or at an appointment or whatever. It's going to be one lane throughout a lot of it as they do milling and resurfacing and striping and all the other stuff that they have to do. It's going to be a bit of a traffic jam.
Yeah, a lot of orange cones around town, which is good news.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Yep.
It's just sometimes in the moment hard to think of it that way.
Yeah.
Because like, you know, depending on where you live, you either have multiple options or not a lot of options about like how to get from point A to point B.
That's right. And depending on where you work and stuff.
Yeah.
And sometimes you have different ways, and some people like to take different ways just to mix it up. But sometimes if you have a bridge, for example,
yeah, it's kind of hard to get around.
It's a long way around.
Anyway, that's starting today, and good news. I mean, let's hope we get rid of the potholes that have just been unbelievable. I'm glad to see some money being spent. You know, we've already paid all that in, right?
Yeah, there's a road in Champaign, and maybe many people that spend time over there. It runs right next to Target, and sort of towards like the mall and all mm-hmm. that looks brand new. It looks concrete, but every about 8 feet, it has like a slight divot in it. So as you're driving along, it goes, and it feels like you have a flat tire.
Right.
Who designed that road?
I have no idea.
That might be the worst road in terms of design and execution in Central Illinois.
Yeah, not a clue. There's nothing about highway funding or road. It's a state road, I'm assuming, based on your description of where it is. Do not know. I have no idea.
It's almost comical. The first time there, I was like, I've got a problem with my car.
Yeah.
And I don't know what to do about it. And then I get to the next patch of road and I'm fine.
Yeah.
So dumb.
That's
Also, Brian, we had a caller.
Oh, sorry.
We picked a random, you picked the John Deere Classic. As it turns out, that was Tiger's first tournament he ever did. It was the John Deere Classic as a pro. That's pretty cool.
Yeah. I'm just, and by the way, there's no, I'm not.
No, it was a fun fact.
Dissing the John Deere Classic. I'm just saying that's not going to ever be up at the level of, like, if you're going to play a few times a year, you're probably going to try to go to the British Open, you know, the Masters, maybe sit at the U.S. Open, play the PGA. I don't know. I don't know what you do with a guy who, when you think there was, I don't think anyone had a decade in sports, like literally, maybe Michael Jordan, but Tyson. There was the division of the baseball years and, maybe Mike Tyson, but that decade, you know, before the decade of controversy and injuries and surgeries.
Where the sport was his, period.
I mean, he was like number one. You talk about Scottie Scheffler being number one. He was number one for 4 years, something like that. Right. I mean, that's just unheard of. It was great. And you know, I will always watch the guy play. And I think he'll have a great time with his kid. And I can't imagine with the DNA and all of the money and resources that he won't be something fun to watch. All right, Cars and Coffee. You previewed this right at the end of the show Friday. There's pictures up on our Facebook page. Looked like a good turnout.
It was. A lot of cars, 8 to 11 over there in front of what is B&B Glass, Platzbecker.
Right there on Wood Street.
Yeah, right there, a couple blocks short of Crackles. Cars from the early 1900s to sports cars of today, you know, Lamborghinis to old Ford trucks and convertibles, classics, a lot of different age groups.
This is your guy who partners up with Coffee Connection, right? And then they raise money for a charity every week.
That's right. Yeah. And they're
around and not every week, but
once a month.
Yeah. Once a month.
No cost to bring your car, no judging, no contest, nothing. Just bring your car, put it in a parking lot or come look at the car. And then if you want to leave tips for, not tips, but, you know, donations for the different organizations, really appreciate it, but a lot of fun. A lot of car enthusiasts. People come from all around to do it.
All right. Well, you can check that out on Nauticator's Facebook page if you'd like. We also are underway with the first mid ticket window for the Cardinals. And I know that right now, I don't know that anyone's really happy with the Cardinals' start to their season.
No. But it never hurts to go sit in the crowd and watch Arenado hit moonshots. That's always fun.
It is.
When they happen.
when they happen.
It is not fun to watch Lance Lynn serve up meatballs.
No.
If you're a Cardinals fan.
So April 20th would be our next game.
Okay.
Is that right?
4/20.
That's this coming Saturday.
Yep.
Against the Brewers. And we have Sunday the 21st. Brewers as well. So we have two games that we'll be giving away this week, and we'll tell you how. Just keep listening. But we want to thank the folks at First Mid for the ticket window. Always a lot of fun. As I was trying to see, okay, we got some Cubs games.
Yeah.
May at the end of May. We got a Saturday Sunday series, and then it looks like again in July there's a Cubs card series. So good stuff.
Yeah, and the experience of being in a ballpark, listening to the organ. You know, hearing the crack of the bat, the crowd roar, all of that, it's still there.
Mm-hmm.
It's still there. I just did it, opening day.
Yeah, I got to play better, though. It's not enough for me.
Look, so if you're a Cardinals fan and you're going and you're all into it, maybe it's not as great an experience. But if it's like, oh, I'd like to go see a game, you will get all of that.
And a free game.
Yeah, that's what I mean. It's perfect.
So you can go maybe splurge a little more in the gift shop. Just looking at the National League Central standings, you know, it may be a very, very long year, for Cards fans. And I don't know.
What are the standings right now in the Central?
Yeah, right there. Yes. Hang on one second. I don't know. I'm not like literally in charge of would know why the Cardinals are in last place. You got the Brewers on top. Brewers, Pirates, Reds, Cubs, Cardinals.
Yeah. Man, isn't that weird?
Mm-hmm.
It's weird. They're both down there.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they're the by far at 7-9, the worst record in the National League Central division.
Still hanging around 500, but you got the
438.
Yeah,
they're like hanging around 500.
Well, they're one game off. If they would have won one, they'd been 8-8.
No, so, they're seven. They're, oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, okay.
They would have been one.
Well, but they didn't. So they're 438.
That's right. And you get the first place Brewers coming to town. How about that?
Yeah, they're 10-4.
Actually, pretty good team.
It looks like, the Cubs are at 600, the Reds are at 600, the Pirates are at 688, yeah. The Brewers are at 714. So it looks like a competitive division, except for the Redbirds. We'll see. Maybe they can turn around their season. I don't know. I don't know who to blame. I know everybody puts the blame on the GM. I don't know. I've never been crazy about this manager.
Ollie Marmol.
Yeah, they've got some talent, on the roster. That's for sure.
Young guys, injuries, and the obvious. They don't have a frontline ace. Sonny Gray's a nice, what I would say, low end number one.
Yeah, but he
good number two.
One of the few bright,
bright
spots in the season. So yeah. I don't know, but it is still fun to go to the ballpark and enjoy. I did, however, read a really interesting story. I have to talk about this with Kevin next week, cause he was born and raised in St. Louis. Like, what has happened to that downtown?
In what way? What about it?
It's like something out of Escape from New York. The abandoned buildings,
oh, yeah.
The empty buildings, the state of the Edward Jones, whatever they call it now. I don't know what happened to downtown St. Louis. It was once a very vibrant place.
There are some things. So what's weird? Coincidentally, as we went there for the Battle Hawks game, I noticed pros and cons on that topic. So it must have been meant to be to talk about this. I noticed some things like around Ballpark Village and some of the newer housing and stuff. And there's some other things down there that I go, man, this is really special. But if you kind of peek between the blinds, there's a lot of empty stuff and garbage. And so it is not like the baseline is dropped out.
Let me give you, and I saw this in Business Insider over the weekend. There's an office building in downtown St. Louis that 18 years ago sold for $205 million.
Wow.
Recently bought for $3.6 million.
Oh my goodness. Wait, $200 million to $3?
18 years ago, $205 million, now sold for $3.6 million.
Whoa.
That's the former one AT&T Center.
Yeah.
44 stories, the third tallest building in St. Louis. Literally, in 2006, $205 million, and this year, $3.6
million. Wow.
I mean, that tells you just about everything you need to know, right?
Yeah.
And you're right about Ballpark Village and you drop in on that specific area on game day.
Yeah.
It's very vibrant and a lot of things that are going on, right?
And then over by a Union Station and the soccer and all that.
Yeah,
nice. There's some really nice spots.
It's not St. Louis total. It's just St. Louis and downtown. Yeah. There used to be malls. I mean, there's, that multi-story mall in downtown. And the lack of foot traffic, remote work and office space probably plays a lot to it.
Parking is abysmal too.
Yeah, but you would think it would be not at all because it's all empty.
Yeah, you'd think so. Now they're just paid lots.
Well, there ought to be a lot of them.
And still $50, man.
Now, San Francisco, which has had its own issues, right? 18 spots above St. Louis in terms of downtown foot traffic.
Wow.
As bad as you would like to think about San Francisco. And I don't know. They're saying that the downtown amenities like playgrounds and libraries and boutiques and cafes, attracting people.
Yeah.
But I don't know if that's, one or the other or how, chicken or the egg. I really don't know.
What about those things that they left or they're not working?
They just need more.
They need to add more stuff to it. Okay.
Last time I was there, I just noticed man, there are a lot of empty buildings.
I go to St. Louis quite a bit and it is not, even for downtown, it doesn't feel like park my car for the day and go do all these different things. It feels like go do this, get back in the car, go do that. Even if we're kind of quasi downtownish, it doesn't feel like you could chain a lot together. And that's just me anecdotally.
Yeah.
I'm sure there are things you could do, but it's been a while since I've done that. Without having to move the car and do something else.
Yeah. I don't know. I like downtown. I mean, but there's less and less of it to participate in. All right, couple of quick things. We'll take a break, and then we get back here. I'll give you the two must-see shows that are on TV right now, maybe three. I didn't watch last night's episode, so the first two were great. But I finally got around to The Gentlemen, which is the TV series by Guy Ritchie,
yep.
Which is the spinoff from the movie. The movie's characters are not in this.
Right.
So literally it's in their world. Oh my God. Is it entertaining? It's like Guy Ritchie at his absolute best, but he gets 8 hours to tell you the story, not two.
Mm-hmm. And you could pick that up within 5 minutes of watching. I've walked in on multiple clips of it. And I'm like, I don't have time to sit down for this, but I know I need
to. You should make time. Yeah. It took me long enough. Kind of like, oh, I was excited. Then I forgot. And then it was there. Yeah. And then, all right. And Sugar just went to a whole other level on Friday night from Apple. We'll give you all the details. Here's Nick with your 3-day forecast. Back with more right after this.
Today's going to be sunny with a high of 82. Then tonight, there's a chance of rain and thunderstorms overnight, increasing clouds and a low of 61. For Tuesday, a chance of rain, chance of thunderstorms, mostly cloudy and windy, high of 80. And Wednesday, scattered showers and thunderstorms, mostly sunny with a high near 72. Current temperature in downtown Decatur, 60 degrees. Your WSOI time is 8:21.
Devon Lakeshore Amphitheater cannot wait to welcome Sister Hazel with special guest Deep Blue Something live May 31st. Sister Hazel playing hits like Change Your Mind and All For You. Plus show opener Deep Blue Something. Tickets on sale now at devonamphitheater.com. Sister Hazel with special guest Deep Blue Something live at the Devon Lakeshore Amphitheater May 31st.
What can Dell Brown Services do for you?
Dell Brown Services can do just about anything for you. A variety of hauling and delivery. You need that old carpet hauled away?
Dell Brown Services can do it.
Have a basement or garage full of items that need cleaned out?
Dell Brown Services can do it.
Dell Brown Services, offering delivery from all major chain stores, cleanup, and removal of unwanted items from your home. Need it hauled or delivered? Dell Brown Services is who you call. We are fully insured and reliable.
Call Dell Brown Services today at 521-9495.
Mega hit alternative legends Marcy Playground are coming into Kirkland Fine Arts Center live Saturday, May 11th at 7:30 p.m. Poppy. Marcy Playground has been holding steady on the alternative scene with hits like St. Joe on the School Bus, Poppies, and their instantly recognizable top 10 hit Sex and Candy.
I smell sex and candy here.
Don't miss this incredible band live. Tickets available at KirklandFineArts.com.
Hickory Point Bank is invested in Central Illinois for the long haul, for every customer, for every community, for a strong future. They know that through charitable donations and volunteer efforts, local charities and nonprofit organizations can have a positive impact on individuals in need and improve opportunities for people in the communities we call home. At Hickory Point Bank, investing is who they are, what they are, and why they are. HPB in Action is about colleagues shaping their neighborhoods and engaging with their neighbors through community giving and community action. They realize that with collective efforts, they can make real change happen in the communities in which we all work and live. Each month, Hickory Point Bank will highlight these efforts with Community Invested, a live segment with Byers & Company on WSOY 1340 AM, 103.3 FM, and podcasts available online at nowdecatur.com. Hickory Point Bank, Community Invested, member FDIC. I see. You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
I almost had forgotten that Guy Ritchie was married to Madonna. That seems like a long time ago, doesn't it?
Yeah, but I think that's the average citizen, that's the one thing that they know about Guy Ritchie.
Really?
Yeah.
They got divorced in 2008.
I know, but it's a fun fact that people Isn't that Madonna's?
Yeah, see, I'm glad I'm not those people. I would rather, you know, think about Lock, Stock, and Two Smoking Barrels,
oh, for sure.
Snatch, Revolver, Rock and Roll. I wasn't a big fan of the Sherlock Holmes movies.
They're good. I loved them.
Yeah, I just, that's not my thing, right. With him. What he does best are these gangsters sort of shows. And I gotta tell you, I like the TV series way better than the movie with Matthew McConaughey. TV series is based on that universe, but it doesn't have Matthew McConaughey. I thought Matthew McConaughey was kind of a stretch in that movie. Like his sort of way of him, just who he is, which is great in whatever way he normally does stuff. It just didn't fit in that world to me.
Yeah.
But this new series, when I say new, it's, I think it came out in March 7th, I believe. So, and what I love about Netflix, God bless them, is they give you like all 8 episodes. So you want to binge, you can binge. But it's called The Gentleman, and it is hysterically funny. I mean, it is just classic Guy Ritchie doing what Guy Ritchie does best.
Yep. Yep, I've probably seen 25 total minutes of it at 5-minute increments, and each one of them were sticky enough that
It's the characters, the family,
that
putting the blue blood of old British money up against these gangsters and drug dealers, and it's hysterically funny. And the two brothers, Edward and Frederick, or Eddie and Freddie, as they are known, one being kind of a military guy, comes back to take over as the 13th Duke of Halstead over when the old man dies, and he finds out there's this gigantic pot operation happening under their estate that had the old man's blessing. As they tiptoe in this criminal world, and then the brother, who's like the cocaine addict idiot, like, it's just great. Great actors. Giancarlo Esposito's in it. Vinnie Jones, you know, some of the greats, right? Ray Winstone. Yeah, I mean, there's just some really, really, really good character actors hitting on that odd, just sort of that weird beat he has that's uniquely his. It's good stuff.
Nice.
And then Sugar, which is the Colin Farrell PI, which is, I don't even know where this is going, but it is not going where I thought it would go when I bought in to watch episode 1. And I mean that in a good way.
Okay. Awesome.
3 episodes in, it just went somewhere that now I don't have a clue where we're going.
Oh, I love that. And a lot of people would have probably given up after 1 or 2, and then they get the hook in 3, you know?
No, I mean, it was like standard sort of film noir, PI, Los Angeles, LA, Philip Marlowe, all the history of all that stuff. And then, all right, maybe it's not.
Wow.
Where are we and where are we going? And he is so good in it. I don't remember him being this good in anything for quite some time. I know he was in played the Joker or the Penguin in the Batman movie.
Yeah, he was
but
great.
He was unrecognizable. I mean, that was kind of those roles. I mean, it's not that it's not good acting. It's just, but most of it's prosthetics and like, I don't know that you could even tell it was him.
I couldn't until I read the credits or something.
Yeah. But I'm just saying this is something way more subtle and, you know, it's him looking like him. Looks great, though, by the way. He hasn't looked this good for a long time. Maybe it's because he was the Penguin Master. I don't know. It's coming back, right? He has his own TV series with HBO Max.
Yep.
But you need to watch this, Sugar. It comes out a new episode every Friday.
Oh, okay, cool. So I can get caught up. We're in the middle of a show that I think is an A+, and that's Fallout on Amazon. Love it. Just came out April 11th.
What is it
based
about?
On the video game series of Wasteland.
I did read that.
Excellent. It's very good. It's got your guy from Justified, Waylon.
Oh, Walter.
Walton.
Goggins.
Yeah, Goggins.
Yeah. Walton.
Walton. Yep. He's awesome in it. I love the show.
Yeah, he plays the mutant, whatever. The ghoul, right?
Yeah, but the way that they tell his story is really, it's really good. It's so far, I'm like 4 episodes in, halfway through. I enjoy it.
He's one of those guys you have no idea how old he is.
I'm 50s, right?
52 years old.
But he, that's, yeah, I mean, he looks awesome.
But he's looked the same forever. Like when I first saw him was The Shield.
Oh, yeah.
With Vic Mackey. All right, we got to take a break for news. We'll be back with more right after this.
This is RJ Crace with your stories now, brought to you by Jesse Heating and Air. Great products and great people, treating you the way you want to be treated since 1979. Three Macon County 4-H members have received recognition for their career achievements in the organization. Elizabeth Cornett, a member of the 4-H Scream Robotics Club, has won the Emerald Clover Award in the area of project learning. Marola Livestock 4-H Club member Morgan Crouch has received the Diamond Clover Award in leadership. And Marola Livestock member Taylor Crouch won the State Animal Science 4-H Award. Taylor Crouch was one of five 4-H members selected for that award, which includes a $1,000 scholarship. A measure in Springfield would require notice ahead of automatic renewals offered by businesses. Businesses that offer a free trial or a promotional period that automatically renew would have to notify customers by email at least 3 days before the cancellation deadline. This would apply to free gift or trial periods longer than 15 days. The bill has cleared the Senate. More at NowDecatur.com.
News. I'm Chris Foster. Israel's war cabinet is discussing a response to Iran launching drones and missiles Saturday, most intercepted dozens by the U.S. military.
We had American fighter pilots in the air, first time ever that we were involved in the active defense of Israel in a combat sort of scenario.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby on Fox. The FBI has opened a criminal investigation into last month's Baltimore bridge collapse.
Investigators have been on board the cargo ship Dolly, which struck one of the bridge's support columns. The NTSB, which is also investigating, says it's focusing on the vessel's electrical power system. The FBI's investigation reportedly focuses on the circumstances leading up to the crash and whether all federal laws were followed.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. Former President Trump is at a courthouse in New York City for the start of jury selection in his criminal case about covering up hush money payments before the 2016 election. America's listening to Fox News.
It took more than makeup, costumes, music and lights to get me on stage. It took the gift of an organ donor.
Nobody said it was easy. It's such a shame for us to part.
Be an organ donor, because life does go on.
Register at lifegoeson.com.
Get ready for an extraordinary summer at the Devon Lakeshore Amphitheater. Experience sensational performances, breathtaking views, and unforgettable experiences. Witness the melodies of Sister Hazel and Deep Blue Something. Groove to the country sounds of Craig Morgan and Drew Baldridge. Rock out with Skillet and experience the legendary Living Color. Feel the Southern Soul with Blackberry Smoke. And get ready to dance with KC and the Sunshine Band. Join us as we take a nostalgic trip down memory lane with three decades of hip-hop featuring Petey Pablo, Baby Bash, Twista, Tone Loke, and Sugar Hill Gang. This exceptional lineup guarantees an extraordinary summer of music like no other. Visit devonamphitheater.com to see the entire 2024 season lineup and to purchase tickets. Availability is limited, so act fast. Summer lives here at the Devon Lakeshore Amphitheater, where memories are made and music comes alive.
It's a beautiful morning in downtown Decatur. Here's Nick with the rest of the next 3 days.
Yeah, today it's going to be nice and sunny, high of 82. Tonight, 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms after 11 p.m., increasing clouds and a low of 61. For Tuesday, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy and windy, high near 80. And Wednesday, scattered showers and thunderstorms before 2 p.m., mostly sunny and a high near 72. Current temperature in downtown Decatur, 61 degrees. Your WSOI time is 8:33.
You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at NowDecatur.com.
Here is your Walton Goggins fact that it will blow you away. You know, he's probably most famous for playing Boyd Crowder on the Justified TV series. Started as Shane Vendrell on The Shield. Which,
love that.
Oh, that show was so ahead of its time. But he was supposed, that character was supposed to die in the pilot for Justified. the first episode.
Yep.
And the test audiences were so positive about him, he ended up winning multiple awards. And I can't imagine that TV series without him.
How could you?
As good as the lead was.
Yep.
And the lead was fantastic, but literally was supposed to die in the pilot episode. There you have it.
Nice.
I don't know. I'm not a video game guy. What is the, you know, this is what this third now major video game adaptation in the last year or so for TV.
Yeah, this is a post-apocalyptic. This is a, it looks like a futuristic 1950s world. And the world is at each other's throats with threat of nuclear. And so nuclear happens. There are people, the people with resources were able to dwell in these vaults, and then everybody else was out in the wasteland, and something happens so that a vault dweller needs to come out of the vault and travel the wasteland, and you run into all sorts of villages that might look like dry versions of Waterworld or whatever. Right. And
so that standard fare as far as the storyline is concerned.
And there's a lot of like service to gamers that are not in your face, that you won't get the beats. It's just, oh, look at that product from the game, or this song, or it's not beat you over the head with it.
All right.
So it's just well done. Jonathan Nolan's the director of it, and just looks like A+.
Okay. You'd be surprised. Walton Goggins was also in Major League Back to the Minors, the sequel to Major League.
Yeah, absolutely.
All the way back to 1988.
Yeah.
Or 98, excuse me. That's a long time ago. There you have it. All right. So, well, give that a shot. You've got literally, Sugar on Apple, and The Gentleman is well worth, plus Parrish, which is, on AMC. It was a new episode last night. I've not watched yet. Man, I feel, is there anybody harder working than Giancarlo Esposito? I mean, he's in everything.
Yeah, I don't know. He is in everything, and he adds credibility to all of it. He's picking really good projects, and they're all good. I mean, I don't know if it's his luck or if he does
it. He's got a good agent, I think.
Yeah, and he has a good sense of it. And people now know how to use him as like, he's not typecast, but they know that he can bring whatever you need.
But it's always very different.
It is different.
Yeah. So I'm trying to keep out of the Wrexham news, but I believe the third season starts the first week of May. So we're almost there.
I think you're right. That's what I saw.
On FX. Mm-hmm. But they're wrapping up the season out, and I don't want to know about promotion.
I'm staying way clear of it.
How? It's almost impossible.
It is impossible, but I'm trying really hard, especially since I watch a little soccer now, too.
Oh, me too. I watch Premier League. What do you watch?
MLS, mostly.
Okay. Yep. I find myself like Saturday and Sunday waiting for Augusta, you know, because they don't go on to a little bit later, watching Premier League inside my Xfinity app.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
I find it soothing.
Yeah, it's good.
And it's also something I don't have to watch like intently.
No, because you're not, the likelihood of you missing something's not very high.
No, the crowd will tell you.
Oh yeah. Yep. And you hear it build, so you have enough time usually to turn around and look.
Right.
Because it swells as they get to one end or the other.
Exactly. And most of that's not going to work out either.
No, most of the time it's all for naught.
I'm a little surprised, like, you know, I can get that level basically with cable, but I have to pay extra for the American version of it. Wouldn't that feel like backwards to you?
Oh, yeah. The Premier League is, MLS is like single A baseball.
It feels like that's exactly right. Like I'm getting the pros, but I have to pay extra for the minors.
Yeah. We're still sorting out how to do soccer over here. I'll tell you that. And other sports news. The Battlehawks turned out $40,000 for their home games. Everybody else turned out about $10,000.
I turned it on. I can't remember. I was flipping through, and there was a game on. Really ugly uniforms. I mean, like the kind like Oliver Stone would put in a movie about the NFL that doesn't look anything like the NFL.
Yep.
What is the deal with that?
Trying everything. Under Armour is the provider of the uniform, so they're trying just about everything. There's been some fun stuff like the 4th and 12 to win the game instead of having to do the onsides kick that the NFL is going to maybe adapt next year or adopt. And then that one kid I was telling you about that hit a 64-yard field goal, hit a 62.
Yeah.
So there's fun stuff.
Do they play with the same amount of players?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, the game itself is the game.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. Other than a few quirky things.
That's right.
All right. I don't know what it is. It's so easy to look minor league with colors. I don't know. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, absolutely.
Why is it? I mean, that would seem like the simplest of things to figure out.
It's familiarity is one part of it. And another is, like, there's a certain pocket that you want to stay kind of classy with.
Yeah.
And these new leagues in almost every sport try to crank it up to 11, like Spinal Tap, every single time.
Okay.
They just can't calm it down. And there's got to be some stuff like the Florida Marlins or the Charlotte Hornets came in and kind of added a couple colors to a couple palettes, but you can't do all the colors all at once.
Yeah.
Just can't do it all at once.
I don't know. There's something about it. I'm not quite
sure. Yeah,
certain.
It looks generic.
Yeah. The Sympathizer started last night on HBO. This is the Robert Downey Jr. Project. It's based on a book about a communist spy from North Vietnam while living in L.A. during the Vietnam War. Robert looks unrecognizable.
Right. Yeah, those are the heavy ads that you'll see on entertainment sites, or if you're in the Max app, that's their big feature thing right now.
There's also a limited series called The Big Cigar with Andre Holland, who plays Huey Newton, one of the founders of the Black Panthers, that is coming May 17th to Apple TV. There is, if you're into, like, this seems very heavy, but The Tattooist of Auschwitz, that's a real life story, Harvey Keitel and others, Peacock on May 2nd. There is a spy thriller starring Elizabeth Moss. I'm wondering when Elizabeth's going to give me my final season of The Handmaid's Tale. Thank you very much. But it's called The Veil. April 30th on Hulu. She plays an MI6 agent escaping from a refugee camp. Supposed to be pretty impactful. A Man in Full, which is the novel, the Tom Wolfe novel about the Atlanta real estate mogul. Jeff Daniels is playing the character. That's coming May 2nd to Netflix. That's an interesting book. Every one of Tom Wolfe's tales, and I don't know, the movie version, you know, the last go around was not great, but this is getting it feels like his books are so hefty that a series would work better than a movie.
Yeah, you don't want to cut a bunch out.
What else?
The Bob Marley movie, the biopic, is that on coming? Paramount. It's already there.
Is it there?
Yep.
I think Argyle is out now as well on Apple.
Yep. And Wish is on Disney Plus. That's their most recent theatrical movie. And then they had the longest Bluey episode ever. That was a big deal this weekend. So you can now find that on Disney Plus.
All right. Welcome to Wrexham, May 2nd. Yep. Makes its return to FX. Will it be another story, ending?
They better have that racetrack in better race course in better shape. I'll tell you that. Leaving money.
Yeah, because God knows they haven't sunk enough money into this project.
Right. It's time.
Well, I think the end of last year was what everybody wanted more than anything else.
That's right. Yeah, go
now
up one.
Now can they go again?
I hope I hear some spoiled fans. I hope I do.
Complaining already?
About this.
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to be really let down if we don't get promoted again. And it's like, could you just relax for a minute? As long as you don't get relegated and say keeping your place is still pretty good.
Yeah, I think so.
I hope I hear a couple spoiled fans.
That's what fans do.
I know. I'm hoping that they hold, because they were lovable losers forever. And now it's like, let's see what success does to you a little bit. I hope I hear to those old ladies.
I'd like to see them just keep doing
that. I want them to win it all, to be honest. But
because now they got to make up for that Alpine money they're wasting.
Oh, my. Yeah, it's not good. Hemorrhaging money.
Yes. We talked about it earlier. Is it China this week?
Yeah. Yeah, because they just did Japan. So, yeah, it's China.
Well, this is the first time back there. Mm-hmm. In a long time.
Yeah, they're both on the same page on our calendar.
Yeah, Chinese Grand Prix, the 19th to the 21st at the Shanghai International Circuit. I don't know what the time zone difference will be heading into this weekend. Fernando Alonso signing a 2-year. Were you surprised by that? Because that kind of, there was a lot of talk about, you know, how Carlos Sainz was going to impact one way or another. There was even talk about Carlos Sainz maybe coming to Aston
Lance,
Martin.
Yeah.
There was also talk about maybe Fernando Alonso going to Mercedes. So him signing this 2-year extension kind of upset the apple cart, at least far as some of these rumors were concerned.
I think that this is a really rich man being Lawrence Stroll saying, I want to lock in my guy because in 2026 they anticipate being in great position to really take the next step forward, and he wants to
Does that mean somebody other than Lance behind the wheel?
No.
That's ridiculous.
I know. So he's going to have a super car and not a super driver.
This is the stuff that drives me crazy about the double standards. Like in baseball, in football, we can understand stats, right?
Yep.
You hit 320, how many RBIs, what's your, with this racing stuff, it's so subjective and stupid that yes, we know the clock, the watch doesn't lie or the clock doesn't lie, as Toto likes to say all the time. If Lance Stroll scored half as many points as his teammate did last year, they would have been second in the constructors'
time. That's right.
They were fourth or fifth.
Yeah, he cost them.
But we're going to get rid of Sergio Perez.
Dumb stuff.
But this is where it doesn't make any sense to me. You're in the same car. You should be performing at the same level. You should be having. He was second in points. This is why the rules don't make any sense, because there's no sense to be made from the rules.
No. No, and so this signing is to really just make sure that he's not outbid.
Well, the only success they've had was once he arrived.
That's right.
Right? Vettel wasn't doing it.
So what he's doing is he's putting all his eggs in one basket, saying, all right.
This guy's 400 years old but still knows what he's doing.
Yep, and we got this really great car, and I'm going to put a really great driver in it, and anything my boy does is bonus, but I have a real good shot at getting a driver's championship, and hopefully my son.
I don't know if that's.
I
know. Listen,
you're not getting Max.
The wild card is what happens to the Red Bull car with the new regulations.
Yep.
We don't know.
When everybody has to start over.
When do they roll in as the Mercedes clunkers, after all those years of dominance?
And also, I think the Honda engine that Red Bull uses goes over to Aston Martin,
too. It does.
So I think they're pretty excited about their opportunities. Now, Carlos Sainz is sitting there going, so somber it is, probably.
I don't know. I still think, why not put him in Mercedes for a couple of years until this 17-year-old kid that you're in love with gets a little bit older?
Yeah, don't listen for a minute, Lindsay. But Carlos, as your number one with George right there at number two, that's a pretty good lineup.
Right. And I think if they just come in and let him drive instead of this, and, I was reading the headline was very misleading, which it always is about F1, because it's just clickbait out the wazoo.
It's so stretched.
But the commentator was, and it was Alain Prost, talking about the headline made it seem like Max's titles are meaningless. That's not what he was saying. He's like, in the old days, when you let drivers, now we have these 1-2 teams. In the old days, when he had this huge, row with Senna, they were teammates.
Yeah.
And it wasn't like it was set up to get the two best drivers you could get, not a one driver and a two driver, which is now pretty much, other than Ferrari, and I think more so than Lewis Hamilton would like Mercedes over the last couple of years, that's what you have, basically.
McLaren is like, we want to. I think it's only because Max is so great that we're saying that. I mean, Sergio's the second best driver on the field.
But the point was that Max didn't want anything to do with the Carlos Sainz coming to Red Bull. This is the disingenuous thing about Red Bull. He doesn't want somebody competing with him.
Sure.
Right? Mm-hmm. But then they all say, well, Sergio, you might go because you're not competing with him. It's like they want it both ways.
Yeah, it's confusing.
And you think he's not going to be top dog? You think he wants somebody coming in, the only other driver to win any races at all other than Red Bull in 2 years?
Right. The only perceived legit threat to him?
Yeah.
Sharing the same tools and all that?
No.
Probably not.
And do you think Carlos is going to come in and be okay with his car being set up basically to Max's strength?
He already is.
Yeah.
He's already playing that game. I think if that gets set whispered behind the paddock, I think Carlos would hop on it.
I don't think Max would want it. And they're already like house torn apart by all the. I'm just rooting for the weekend to get back here and let's have some race.
It's exciting. I want to go hear those cars in person.
Yeah, while you can still do that.
I know.
Eventually. sure he will.
I don't think so.
we're looking at Austin next year.
Yeah. I'm thinking Vegas this year and Austin next year also. Maybe I'll see you there, but it's no guarantee I would.
No, Vegas is just not there.
It's $150 bucks now. You can get tickets for $150.
Good luck. Where are you staying?
Out of town.
Where out of town? There is no out of town in Las Vegas.
Yeah, you're right. You're absolutely right.
Literally in the middle of the desert.
I know. I've been there.
Yeah. I just refuse to do the inflated thing. If the thing has value to me, I'm okay with it costing more, mm-hmm. but the whole experience of being ramped up to extremes just, yeah, I'm not, that's not.
Yeah. And Austin's just going to be like a festival. It's like going to be like a Lollapalooza.
And there's a lot to do in Austin.
There's a lot. Oh, Austin's great.
Yeah. So that's what we're thinking. And who knows what it's going to look like by then? Because as boring as it was bringing everybody back this year, there's just going to be a ton of like turnover next year. It's going to be crazy.
You know what's funny? I think Miami.
There are 10 driver contracts up.
Oh, yeah. I think Miami would be a great experience, except for it is like, it's just a lot.
It's the East Coast version of Las Vegas.
It is. I think you could probably get good tickets because they overprice themselves, but all the pomp around it, I think, is too much.
Yeah.
And Miami's too much anyway most of the time.
Yeah, I think Austin's the way to go if you're going to do the U.S., right. Unless there's a Chicago race someday.
And then I'm all in on that.
Yeah. All right, one last look at your forecast. We'll be back with more right after this. Here's Nick Smith.
Today's going to be sunny with a high of 82. And then tonight, there's a chance of rain and thunderstorms after 11 p.m. and some increasing clouds and a low around 61. For Tuesday, there's a chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy and windy with a high near 80. And then for Wednesday, scattered showers and thunderstorms, mostly before 2 p.m., mostly sunny and a high near 72. Current temperature in downtown Decatur, 62 degrees. Your WSOY time is 8:51.
Accumulation, preservation, generation. At Busey Bank, these are the principles we use to build meaningful financial partnerships with our clients and their families. With sound advice and vast resources, partner with Busey for a personalized approach to your legacy. Busey Bank, building business, growing wealth since 1868. Proud to be the official bank of the Fighting Illini. Member FDIC.
In the past five presidential election years, gold rose an average of 10%. This election year, where do you purchase gold for your portfolio? Don't believe the hype from the paid celebrities. Call me, America's gold expert, Dr. Mike Fulgence at Universal Coin and Bullion. I've advised attorney generals and the FTC on protections for you, the consumer, and I won't add ridiculous markups so you won't overpay for gold. Call Universal Coin and Bullion at 800-822-GOLD. That's 800-822-GOLD, 800-822-GOLD.
Hi, this is Dan Martini, letting you know about the first-class service you get with First Mid Insurance Group, providing Central Illinois insurance coverage for over 100 years. We specialize insurance for your business and represent A-rated insurance companies such as West Bend Insurance. We guarantee you superior service, building trust through expertise to help make your business secure. We assess your needs and offer you a variety of insurance products and services. Service, whether it is in response to an insurance claim or just a general question, is the most important value we can offer you. Call us today at 217-877-3344, firstmidinsurance.com.
The Macon County Fair, Refreshment Services, Pepsi, and Rural King proudly brings you Southern Rock legends, the Marshall Tucker Band, on Thursday, June 7th. Tickets on sale now at MaconCountyFair.com. The Marshall Tucker Band live at the Macon County Fairgrounds, Thursday, June 7th in Decatur.
One in four Americans have a disability. I'm one of them. I'm also a working mom who cares deeply about making sure every child with a disability thrives by getting their access needs met. We've got a trusted ally by our side. Easter Seals provides children and families the foundation for lifelong success through early learning programs, skills training, and prep for college and career. That's my Easter Seals. Make it yours. Join us at EasterSeals.com.
You're listening to Buyers & Company, streaming live at NowDecatur.com.
gorgeous morning. Beautiful day. Welcome to Monday. We're going to go wall to wall, I guess, on this trial stuff. I just saw former President Trump speaking to the media a few minutes ago. He looks different. He lost a lot of weight.
Yeah.
Face looks different. Hair looks different. Not sure. I can't pinpoint it exactly.
Well, yeah. It has been stressed out, a lot of people saying. Obviously so. I mean, a lot going on.
Yeah, I'm not even saying that's the reason. I'm just saying he just physically looked different to me today. Standing, and maybe it was the lighting. I mean, who knows, right?
Well, a lot of his appearances are kind of controlled or like...
Well, this was at the courthouse. Because I just felt sorry for all these cops standing around.
Yeah.
They'd way rather be out doing cop stuff.
Right.
But there's a ton of security there. Like a lot of uniforms.
Yeah, make sure no bozo comes in.
Yeah, I get it. But I thought lately he's looked thinner or something. But it was noticeable today when I was watching this. Now, this trial stuff, I didn't do this with OJ. I don't know why people love to sort of like why everyone's broadcasting from there today.
It's big news.
I guess.
It is. It's the biggest story in our land here. I mean, I don't need to consume it any more than just keeping track of what's happening.
I know. I'm just trying to think about all the things that I have done in my life in the media. And one of the things I've never done is, hey, let's go do our show at the courthouse.
Right.
We're going to be at a Nova feed on Thursday. That's awesome. I'm excited about.
That's awesome.
But the courthouse?
It's not for me.
Yeah. But they're all there because you can see all the fencing. You know, there's that very unique fencing that never really looks like it would actually stop anybody from doing
anything.
It's
always a perception.
Is that what it is?
Yeah. You talk about this more than anybody I know. If something bad is to happen, it just will happen.
Yeah.
There's no stopping it. You just have how you pick up the pieces or slow it down.
But it looks like you could have at least designed something to look a little more
a little more menacing or something.
Yeah.
Safe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But here we are and ready to go. I know technically why this is the first trial. I understand that. I still think it's an error because it's the one most people are just uncomfortable with or they all do this. Sleazy, yes, but not enough to warrant criminal charges. I mean, I hear that all the time from people. I'm not a lawyer. I'm not a prosecutor. I don't know. It is interesting. I did read a brief story about Stormy Daniels. She asked the question, which I thought was an interesting one. She's always described as porn star Stormy Daniels.
Right.
Those two words are always used, or is that one word?
Either or.
Two words. Like, if she were a dentist, would it always say dentist Stormy Daniels?
Would not.
Or if she were a teacher, would it always say teacher Stormy Daniels?
Well, to be fair, if she were an actor or sports legend, she would always be called former actor or former pageant winner, former Buffalo Bills star. Yes, for sure. It's because she's it's notable.
Yeah, I think the other is less, like, if you say former NFL star, there isn't, like, with that a judgment thing, right? That's actually the plus in the story of the bad thing.
Yeah. It's
at one time, they were here, and now they're here. We'll see how it goes. The whole thing is... Feel sad for the cops. They look bored out of their minds.
Yeah.
That's it for us. If you missed any of the show today, podcast driven by the Bob Brady Auto Group. You can get it anywhere you get your podcast, including Nauticator.com. Get it by interview or by hour, however you'd like. Enjoy the sunshine. Enjoy the day. We'll be back with you at 6 a.m. bright and early tomorrow morning. Have a great day. Thank you for being here.
WSOY Decatur and W277DB Decatur. WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
This is RJ Crace with your stories now, brought to you by Jesse Heating and Air. Great products and great people, treating you the way you want to be treated since 1979. The Decatur Andreas Agricultural Academy will hold their annual plant sale April 25th through 27th. Plants which are grown by FFA students will be available from 8 to 4:30 on the 25th and 26th and 8 to 3 on the 27th at the Andreas Ag Center. Hanging baskets, vegetables, flowers, and houseplants will be for sale for cash or check only. The Ag Center is at 3080 South Business Route 51. They recommend using Google Maps to locate it. The United Way Food Truck Frenzy is Saturday at Fairview Park from 11 to 2 or until the trucks sell out. Allen's Grub Truck, Bobby Lane's BBQ, Diggity Dogs, Highway Heartburn, Kona Ice, The Lemonade Factory, The Music Stop, and Taqueria La Perlita will be on hand. Find more info at nowdecatur.com.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.